Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. What else do we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's true.
Lover, hello.
Hi, love. How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Good.
Sweaty.
Yeah, you're very sweaty. You were just trapped on a train.
I was.
They kept saying stalled train, but I heard stolen train.
Stolen train.
I thought somebody hijacked a train, drove you away.
Boom, boom, body.
Boom, boom, body. Guys, we've been working on some a cappella under pressure.
We have. We'll have it for you at some point.
Yeah, I think we should do the whole thing maybe later in this episode.
Let's think about that. What do we have here with us?
You know this artsy actor ass. He's an actor, writer, comedian, and fine artist, a real Renaissance man.
That's right. You've seen him in the films Bad Biology and Chasing Banksy will be coming out, which he also wrote.
This year, he wrote and starred in a one-man show for the stage called The Buffalo.
You've seen his awesome dynamic artworks all over this goddamn city. Please welcome Mr. Anthony Sneed.
Hey, hello. Guys.
How are you? Hey, good. Hey. How are you?
Pretty good.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
We like to, we fancy ourselves a classy podcast, so we like to wine and dine our guests. And we asked Anthony what he would like to drink, and he said water, which I could not be more excited.
Yes.
Because I'm sweaty as fuck coming in here today. So we have some water in the studio with us.
Yeah, there's 83% humidity today. It's like a bathtub outside.
It's gross.
So we got to hydrate.
Yeah.
Ah.
I thought we'd be sweating once we got in here together.
Yeah.
You broke the seal early.
Yeah. I did.
Murph jerked off on the way here.
Look, you stalled me in an A-train.
On the Stalin train.
On the Stalin Russian A-train for too long, and I'll start jerking off.
Fascist situation.
The A-train's a good train for it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're living in a fascist world underground on the subway. Oh man! So water's a good refreshing. Do you ever dabble in like the sweets, the beverages, the sodas, or anything like that, or are you just straight
the
up
sweets.
Water?
The sweets.
Are you referring to alcohol,
alcohol, soda, all the sweets? You know.
You know what?
Juices.
I generally don't drink at all, like alcohol, but I never had a beer till this day. I've never tasted a beer.
Really?
People don't believe.
That's why you have such nice skin. I bet.
Yeah.
Ah, thanks, guys.
You're handsome.
Murph and I look like leather.
Yeah, we're like two old leather cows just chugging beers.
Pickles just rolling down the street. I got pickled.
You don't. Fuck, no. I'll tell you what, though. I will drink like Diet Coke once in a while, which I know is terrible because of the whatever's in there. But
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, water's good, though.
It's a fun bev.
I need more of it. I feel like I'm too old to wake up some days and just forget to drink water. You know, like I feel like dehydrated sometimes, and I'm like, I'm a goddamn adult. You should just be drinking enough water that you don't get dehydrated.
Yeah, we're still waiting on that IV that you hook up to at night.
Yo, that's
so
what I want.
Drink and drink and wake
after
up.
After a night of heavy drinking, it's like they should just have home IV kits that are easy enough to just pop in so you stay hydrated throughout the night.
You talk about
Haas
it
says
all
no.
the time.
You know, you just pop an IV in, it's just anyone can do it.
Yeah, leave it up to the general public to just put their own IVs in their arms.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've been drinking matcha green tea lately.
Mm.
Ooh.
It has changed my life.
In what ways?
Boost your metabolism like crazy.
Wow.
And it tastes great. And there's like antioxidants and you don't have the drop off that you get with caffeine. It's great.
I want it right now.
I want
it. Get those green teas.
That's awesome. Water's sexy because it's wet.
Yes.
I just want to point that out.
I also want to point out that science is sexy because we call it sexy science. What do we do here?
How's that segue? Rip article. That was a great segue.
That segue was so much smoother than the Stalin drink.
You rode that segue right off the love cliff.
Well, this one, we ripped some articles from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
This one comes to us from Fast Co. And the title of this article is, "These Two Robots Are Very Much in Love."
Come here, give me a hug. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Number 5.
For you, from Stephanie. All natural granola brownies. No preservatives or additives.
Robot love, Johnny Five style.
Johnny Five alive.
Yes, from the...
Nobody's
from
sexier than Johnny.
The second of the short circuits. So this article is all about Johnny Number Five.
Actually, that's totally irrelevant.
No. It just really adds a little something. So this German artist, Nicholas Schmid-Falfler... and Carolyn Liebel. They created these robots called named Vincent and Emily, who are bound to each other not by words and flesh, but by wires and sensors in a project called Disagreement is Pre-Programmed.
Right. So basically in this artwork. These robots have sensors that take in sound and motion data from each other, causing them to react with their gears. So it's like a scientific version of a couple.
Mm. So, yeah, they're trying to explore the ideal human couple through robots, which I think is interesting because my pre-programming is a little wonky at times. I think
what?
My wires have been crossed on a number of occasions. But, yeah, I feel like the ideal scenario is when they set up – what's the fucking – the Turing test or what's the damn thing with robots? What am I thinking of? The Turing test or Turing test?
Oh, Turing?
There's like something – some scientists set up a test with robots where it's like they – if you can pass this test for artificial intelligence, like Siri on the phone is like a Turing test of like perfect score. So it's a how human can a robot be just by imitation?
More human than human.
Yes, it's like Rob Zombie.
White zombie.
White zombie. God bless.
So yeah, you're right. It's the Turing test.
The Turing test.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's judging artificial intelligence.
Siri's like 100% away.
Yeah, well, I just threw out a number for Siri.
Oh, okay.
I think Siri's probably better human than I am.
Well, she's not all leathery in the skin from years of drinking.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. No, it's true. This is interesting because it's like instead of watching a real couple interact, mm-hmm. people would go to a museum to watch robots interact like humans would interact.
So it's like an art installation.
Yeah. But my question is, though, is did each of – so these artists are a team?
Yeah.
And did they built them together?
Yep.
See, I'd be more interested if you're going to really replicate life is to have like the one artist make his on his own.
Yeah.
And then have the other one make theirs on their own and then bring them together because that's really what it is.
That's right. You're right.
Because it's pretty incestuous with these robots right there.
Right. Yeah, because they're kind of built – the same creator is in each one. Yeah, that's
– they didn't go all the way with it. It seems like a more like a novelization of that idea, which I think is cool, but I'd actually want to see what happened.
Yes, Haas?
I was just thinking about Weird Science.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I would definitely make a babe.
Oh, yeah. You got to make a babe.
That movie's fucked up.
Why?
Are you serious?
What's fucked up about it?
They just make like a weird sex slave.
Yeah.
No, it's fucked up.
She doesn't have a soul, so it's okay. She's
exactly.
a robot.
They made her.
What's more fucked
to
up?
To serve them.
Is I never saw.
Yeah, true.
It's not.
You're fired, Haas.
I never saw the movie, but I think it's even sadder as I watched like the series on USA in like 1994 or 5, and that was pretty sad.
They made a series.
Yeah, they
out
spun
of that
off
movie?
A series on USA.
Yeah.
It was sad.
It was really sad. It was like Ferris Bueller had one too. Like that was the time where they were like, let's make a TV show about every movie that was popular.
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
As far as the fucked up teen sex stuff goes, though, Weird Science is on the lower end. I'd say like Revenge of the Nerds is higher with that rape.
Because of the rape.
Animal House. 16 Candles, Animal House,
Porky's.
Yeah. Porky's
way up
peeping
there.
Through those holes in the locker room.
But if you
Meatballs,
watch,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, any of those 80s movies, they're like racist and sexist and someone gets raped. Mm-hmm. But that's like a punchline.
That's high comedy.
Yeah.
I had never seen Animal House and saw it kind of recently, and there's that scene where he's talking to his conscience. Hmm.
Yes,
and the girl's
the devil
out.
And the,
I was like, what?
Uh-huh.
This is
with
crazy.
The, like,
offensive.
Don't touch her, you dirty dog. And they're like, get in there.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And he brings her home in like a shopping cart folded in half.
Mm-hmm.
So fucked up.
But then Belushi chugs booze and we all forget about that scene. That's...
But like Long Duck Dong in 16 Candles.
Yeah.
It's just like the worst
caricature
Asian
of the highest
character.
Order.
I mean... It's just like so fucked up.
Yeah. And the girlfriend's being traded as a commodity in the car at one point. But listen, this is about robots.
Yeah. He's like, you can take her home. Okay, yeah. Don't get me started on 16 Candles.
Oh, geez, John Hughes. So I don't know. I feel like you're right. I think it would be more interesting if someone created a robot in their likeness and then someone else without, I mean, maybe it didn't even have to be them, but something that they originally put together without the knowledge of the other person, they did the same, and then these two robots came together and tried to use their programming to match up.
And those robots fucked.
Those robots fucked, made little robot babies.
I'll be honest with you, man. I was in Japan like 2 or 3 years ago, and I actually like was thinking like I might want to try one of these robots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know.
I saw
exactly
a documentary, and I was like, that's crazy. And I couldn't do it. I was just like, I can't do it.
I want to. I'd fuck a robot like yesterday. it's like the perfect situation. You're like, why not?
No strings?
Because there's not another soul involved.
Yes.
You know?
You can be selfish. Soulless and sex. It's not, yeah. You're not hurting. Like, that's the problem with like sex sometimes is like, yeah, you have, you know, you have to take care of the other person.
Right.
And like, you Symbiotic. Should. But, you know, sometimes there's people that are just selfish and maybe they should just yeah. all have robots.
Yes.
Well, like, I could sit on a robot's face for hours and they wouldn't suffocate.
No. Yeah. That's actually, they do not have to come up for air.
No.
They do not have a mustache tickling you unless they want a mustache. Unless you want a mustache.
I like that. My robot would have a mustache.
Excellent.
That's at least. Would it look like Murph?
My robot would be Murph, but he wouldn't need oxygen.
Would he sweat like Murph?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
grease that seat.
Program perspiration up to 80%, please.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
AKA per usual.
Oh, well.
Whew.
I think we answered some questions.
Johnny 5.
Johnny 5. And Murph 5 is a unit that will be out someday. Let's chat a little bit about listener love.
Listen, a mailbag.
People come up to us on the streets. They also email us. They tweet at us. They want our advice. They have some questions. So, Anthony, if you want to jump in here as well and help us out, we just want to help people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Haas, who
I
we
do.
Have? I know you do. You little devil.
You're the devil on the shoulder of the rapist.
Yep.
Anyway.
Thank you.
What? I'm sorry I categorized you that way.
Ooh,
what is
water.
The angel like on the yeah, shoulder of a rapist? That's what I want to know. Yes. Like, what is he saying?
Yes, he's saying, turn yourself in. I know what you're going to do, but turn yourself in.
This water is wacky.
Yeah, I just got really high on this water.
Insane.
Me too. What's in this water?
This is why I don't drink beer.
So who do we have?
Let's help some people. Yeah. All right. Our first question comes to us from Porter somewhere in the Ozarks via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Porter asks, I am bringing a sex doll to prom as my date.
Beautiful.
I know my principal will freak. Any advice on what I should say to defend myself?
This is literally exactly what we're
That's
just
so what weird. We were just saying. But prom date, though, is a little, I mean, mm-hmm. just for a sexual romp, I think, is one thing. But to actually bring a doll as a date.
That's next level. Have you ever seen those photos of those guys that are like sitting? I've seen a photo online of like these, there'll be like, I don't know what it is, maybe a conference, but there'll be all these crazy looking white, mostly white dudes, I think, and they're sitting next to their dolls and they're like hanging out with them. Or they're at a conference and they go out with them.
Well, because there's those really good sex dolls now. They're like thousands of dollars and they're basically like a person.
Yeah, they're like, it's big in Japan.
It's almost like a car club.
It's big here.
Yes.
It's almost like a car club.
Like the antique car clubs.
Or like even in front of like a White Castle, because what's funny about it is like one guy has like a model that's a little bit better than another guy's.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like checking it out. And
what's under that hood? That
clitoral hood. Spit shining a scrape on the knee.
Yeah. That's gorgeous.
So he wants to bring. So he wants to bring it to the prom, and he's afraid that his principal is going to give him shit.
Yeah, it's not a progressive school. It sounds like.
Well, it's big in Japan. It's big in the Ozarks.
Yeah, it's big.
I'm going to be honest with you. Where are the Ozarks?
Is it
Missouri? It's just like the middle of the country.
Shit, I lived in Missouri. And I didn't know that.
Well, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, it might not be Missouri.
I think it's just like an area.
I think you might be right.
No, we were thinking that it was a human sex doll, because I was thinking it was maybe a sheep or a goat sex doll.
Oh, yes, we're making assumptions.
Wait, you hear sex doll and you think goat?
Yeah.
You're fired again.
Damn it.
Overdue, Haas, today. Let's not rule out the possibility. It doesn't say human sex doll.
I think the principal would freak because it's unusual.
Yeah, but it's victimless.
Exactly. I was going to say it's way better to bring a sex doll than to bring like
a sex slave.
A sex slit. Thank you.
That's true.
Didn't or a real live goat.
Or an actual goat.
Or a real live goat.
Haas, don't make me fire you again. All right. Wait, Murph, didn't you bring a prostitute to a dance? Was that you? Or you, like, tried to?
No, I had a friend who was a prostitute and who accompanied
But she was, like, an older woman of the night that you were bringing into
a
public
school.
This
is not a sex slave. Let's not blur lines here.
No, I'm just talking about unusual prom dates.
Dates.
She was also a goat.
To a wedding. Yeah, it was a wedding. And she was a goat. A robot goat. So this robot goat sex slave prostitute that I brought to my cousin's wedding was a hit.
Oh, it was your cousin's wedding.
But it was progressive.
Wasn't
no, it wasn't a school dance. No.
I, honestly, I'll be real. Like, this dude, or a girl, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but they should be able to bring whatever makes them happy. You should be able to do whatever makes you happy.
Yes.
But I will say, though, that expect there to be resistance because you are on the cutting edge of society. And I'm doing the fucking...
The thumb.
I'm doing the Democratic thumb. I'm like, oh, my God.
I love it.
I'm like preaching. I was like Bill Maher last night. I'm like, oh,
you're ready.
No, but I'm saying, like, just keep an open mind that people might not have an open mind.
Yeah.
But you should do it. Meet the resistance. Open up the dialogue. And in 15 years, a kid just like you can do it openly, and everybody will be happy. As long as you're not hurting no one.
Boom.
That was the first time we've ever helped anyone.
That was real help. That was honest, great advice.
Oh, that was great.
All right. Our second question is from Mel in DC via our email menageatrois.radio@gmail. Mel wonders, I go to the gym to watch other people shower. It's not sexual. I am just like, whoa, these people don't give any fucks.
Wait, what? Is it a girl or a guy?
Mel. So
no, okay.
Could be either or.
Not that it matters, but I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Not really a question, too. Yeah. Kind of more of a statement.
Yeah, definitely a statement.
We get a lot of non-questions in our listener question.
Yeah. We can dissect. Not sexual, just thinking people don't give a fuck that they're naked.
You know what it reads to me as someone who has like their own issues with like maybe
nudity or
so they're just like, this is cool that people are don't care.
Oh yeah, the communal shower. So yeah, they look being like people are don't give a fuck
because if they're specifically saying it's not sexual, they're just like maybe impressed or something.
Well, it sounds like somebody's been a little repressed at some point in their life. It's kind of like when you see people from like cultures and, you know, like for instance, I know a lot like some Hasidic people that do things that you would think that they wouldn't do and they're like they're kind of voyeuristic or whatever.
Yep.
They will still be like, these people are crazy, but they'll watch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's kind of weird too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's taking a shower with a bunch of people. Like, it's a weird thing at first, but you just do it.
Yeah.
It's only weird because at some point we made it weird.
Our programming, like, our wires got crossed.
It's actually weird.
No, it's not actually
weird. You're like, oh, I'm just bathing my animal form.
Of course.
Good
day. But it does feel like that. I feel like I was, I think just generally, definitely not repressed by any means, but I just feel like society in general with nudity, that I remember being young going to the Kingston Rec Center and the old dudes that would be there in the shower in the locker room walking around nude, whereas the younger men would have a towel on or like, or be like, this old dude's dick, like put it to, and you're like, put a towel on, man. And you're like, why? What is it? What the fuck?
I remember that too. I'd go to the Y with my mom and you'd see these old ladies with their like long tube titties and like, as a kid, you're just like, this is insane, you know? But it's actually awesome because old people just don't give any fucks.
No, as the like length the of the tits, of the tube tits get
but you
longer.
Know, like there's like lumpy, marbled, just
don't
people
give a fuck.
Swimming
it's just
laps.
Human beings.
It's not sexual.
No, it's not sexual.
It's not sexual at all.
Which is what Mel said in there. It's not sexual.
And the problem, is, and I will guarantee you Mel is or I would put a lot of money at that Mel is from America.
Yeah.
Because the reality of it is you go to a country like, you know, I was in San Sebastian a while ago and you know, you turn on the TV and they have like adult programming, just public broadcast.
Yeah.
They're not repressed. It's sexuality in our and alcohol and things like that in our country. We hold it back from our kids so that when they get it, they go insane.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. And they're like a little twisted in you know, but if you just make it okay, like if we were all walking around with no clothes on.
Oh, I wish we were.
Oh, I mean, me too. No, can you we change the dynamic of this radio show right now?
Let's do it. This is an all new show.
Let's be trendsetters. Oh, if you're listening, rip off your clothes.
Yeah, fuck it. Own it. Don't be embarrassed, Mel. I think it sounds like you're a little repressed. Let yourself free.
Mm. Free them titties or that weenie.
And lastly, Kimbo messaged on our website, menageatroisradio.com. Last month, I slept with my boss for a promotion, but recently he passed me over for a promotion and went with someone else. What the hell?
Wait, okay. First of all, was that two promotions that were, or did she get the first, or did they get the first one?
She got the first.
Yeah, I think she was trying to get a promotion and maybe got passed over. It's not clear, it didn't work out.
Also, was this an explicit agreement that it was like, let's have sex? Because usually that's the kind of thing where it's just, it's not said. It's more just a, you know, we'll kind of fool around, and then we'll see where it goes.
Did anyone else think when Haas was reading and he said pass that he was going to be like, but then he passed away?
Passed away, yeah. Died.
You're like, I slept with my boss for a promotion, and then he passed away before he gave me the promotion.
Now I got a fucking new boss.
How many people you got to fuck around here to get a promo?
Well, this is, I mean, to be honest, this is a pretty simple answer to this, and it's the boss, obviously, as a businessman, knows the difference between business and personal, and Kimbo doesn't. A lot of people don't. Mm-hmm. They can't differentiate. They think that I'm going to get personal with you and excel in business. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm also, yeah, and like, did the boss think that? That is the big key. Like, there was the boss, right, like, oh, if you see this, yes, promotion is going to happen.
An abuse of power. Did he dangle that carrot? A relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he dangle the carrot? If he did, then he's fucked up.
Yep.
If he brought the business into it and didn't give it to her, dangling the carrot, you're fucked up. You're you're also fucked up for expecting to be getting a promotion by sleeping with somebody. That's prostitution.
And yeah, being named Kimbo is crazy.
Yes, Kimbo Slice is who I think of.
Dude, I used to watch those videos in like 10 years ago.
Dude, I rooted for him so hard when he actually went professional, but he was just too old and too slow.
He was like
a mixed martial artist. I mean, he was a street fighter, a bare knuckle boxer. Yeah.
He looks like Rick Ross.
Yes.
And he was in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
He was in
Miami, Florida.
Dude, yeah.
And there was just these, when like, you know, YouTube and stuff first came out, there was these videos of like him just straight up fighting dudes in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
And He was like Suge Knight.
He was.
He was like the Suge Knight of backyard.
He was a
Ross.
Fucking big beefy dude where you're,
that's
like,
rad.
I would never want to tussle with this guy. And he would beat the guys he would beat the shit out of would easily beat the shit out of me. So it was like this other level of like, he's beating up, he's making big grown men look like tiny children.
It was a real life Debo.
He was. Yeah. He was.
Now
like
I like the name Kimbo.
Yeah. Ah, see, now you associate with the Slice.
Slice.
We helped a lot of people there.
We did. A lot of questions came at us. Now we have some questions for our guest, Mr. Anthony Sneed, a little something called Six Sections.
Yeah. These are six rapid-fire sex questions. Answer as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Number one. Would you rather have 10,000 sexual partners or one life partner?
10,000.
What's the sexiest animal?
Giraffe.
Who is your number one celebrity crush?
Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm.
What's the best song to have sex to?
She's a Bitch, Missy Elliott.
Hot tub, backseat, or bed?
All three.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Ooh, honesty.
Boom.
Bam. Six sections with Anthony Sneed.
Those were actually rapid fire.
Those were great.
Lately, we've been having
a lot of people taking their time.
Just taking their sweet ass time.
No, that was off the top of the dome. The giraffe with that long, lean neck. I love that. I love that. What was the? Oh, I was just thinking of the weird giraffe fact. Oh, they walk as soon as they're born. Isn't that a giraffe thing? The babies come out and they're just immediately walking.
I know they fight each other by whipping their heads at each other, which is crazy.
Yeah. And they make love by whipping their wrapping their heads around.
Mm. No, I think
that was a storybook. They fought that way.
Yeah.
You ever see giraffes fight?
I saw two giraffes. Is it nuts?
Dude, they like their head is the weapon and they throw their head around.
Yeah.
It's like a purse.
Headbutts, just like a Kimbo Slice giraffe, just fucking demolishing each other.
Wait, were you thinking of a specific Jamie Lee Curtis moment?
Honestly, she, like, when I was a kid, I think it might have been True Lies.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Striptease.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeepers. Haas
gives a thumbs up to that.
Yes.
And
I approve.
Yeah, and honestly, I've always had a thing for women with short hair. I think that there's something really sexy about it that you could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, I think a lot of average guys think of it as like a thing that's more on the masculine side, which I don't.
Yeah.
And there's something really sexy about seeing a girl's neck. I don't know what it is.
Like a giraffe.
Like a giraffe.
Jamie Lee Giraffe.
Yeah.
Liking it.
Jamie Lee Giraffe. Let's write that
animation.
Yeah,
that scene, now lie on the bed and close your eyes.
Wow.
Fucked up scene.
It's fucked up, but it's great. It's also great. They come together, you know.
That movie is great.
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of James Cameron's best, I would say. Fuck Titanic. honesty, too. You got to be honest. I like that quality, too, because there's a lot of sneaks out there. It's at least good to have all the cards on the table, if nothing else.
Honestly, though, I would have also said Maggie Gyllenhaal, which I always get a lot of shit for.
Ooh,
I think
she's
so attractive.
She's adorable.
I saw her in, Three Sisters, the off-Broadway play. She's just, you know, she's real down to earth. I think she's very beautiful. I don't like the fake. I don't like, not fake, but I don't like when girls are done up to 10.
Yeah.
I don't like when everything is like at 10. I like real. I like something real. Something that somebody else might consider a flaw, like a gap in the tooth
or
whatever. I like that. I don't like this makeup and
no, there's
hair.
No personality to it.
No personality. I'm not into that. So I like the real.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah.
Gyllenhaal and Spader in Secretary too is just pretty goddamn sexy. Oh, I mean, how can you not just tug away to that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're stuck on the train or something and you got it on your iPad, I don't know.
Stalin's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I'm eating peas, I wait for a phone call.
Yeah. Ooh. Spader.
How many am I allowed to eat? No one calls. I eat them all.
They're all gone.
Enough about me.
Just an aside about Spader's voice being the best part of the Avengers, new Avengers movie.
Yeah, it really was. They are a PC in that movie.
They are in the Avengers. The Avengers are a PC. But
I was saying Maggie
and Spader
and the Secretary.
Yeah.
But the Avengers,
the
who's
Avengers
the PC
also kind
in the,
of a PC?
The Hulk and
the Hulk
Widow?
And we got a better PC this week on our hands, don't we?
We got a really good PC.
In PC Spotlight.
Our power couple of the week.
You know them, active, high-spirited, smiling sport canines.
And you know them, proud pups known for their intelligence and hip hairstyles. We're talking Labrador Retrievers.
And Poodles. So you're aware of the Labradoodle, this really attractive breed that, it's not really a breed, but it's a cross of the two breeds that everyone tries to get out there.
Everyone's obsessed with Labradoodles right now, which is half lab, half poodle.
Yes. So the power couple of these two breeds has come together to give us the Labradoodle. It's hypoallergenic, but also...
Because of the poodle.
Yeah, but has that nice, like, and smart because of the poodle, but then has that fun-loving loyalty that a Labrador would have.
It's kind of like creating a sex robot, but it's a dog. Like, you're trying to create the perfect something. Because I would argue that... I mean, power couple, we use that loosely, but this is breeding. This isn't love. Labs aren't in love with poodles.
No.
Per se.
There's a science to it, I guess.
It's a person making them bone.
But maybe an individual lab would be in love with an individual poodle. Dogs and love are very twisted, though.
Is it love?
I don't.
Dogs and didn't you discuss this at one point where it's like rape or something like that?
Oh,
when dogs just
yes.
mount other dogs.
Oh yeah, no.
I was listening.
Actually, I was listening.
Thank you. Everything is rape. No, it's true though with animals. Like if it's just instinct, and you're just like moaning because you're in heat, and then something comes and like jammer slammers.
Yeah,
you get mounted.
It's a Pogs reference. I don't know what that
Pogs?
Is.
Pogs. I went to my OJ slammer and my Beavis and Butthead slammer. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
but yeah, actually on an old episode, I think we probably did talk about some of this breeding kind of thing is not really, can animals love? I don't know. I think dogs think that they love people, but they don't because they don't really fully understand love. It's just a pack
mentality. I think dogs
mentality.
Are smart yes. enough to love.
Interesting.
I disagree because if you, like, for instance, my mom had a dog for like 4 or 5 years and then she had to move recently and couldn't take the dog with her. So I gave it to a friend of mine and he has a family. That dog loves that family now. And if my mom was to walk in, would not react.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe that dog's just an... Fairweather asshole.
Ooh. Calling out the pup. Yeah, I think that's...
Fairweather.
Yeah. What is this dog's name?
It's changed names.
Oh, they
now.
Changed
oh my
the name.
God.
They changed it. It was Chanel. All right, my mom named
that's
it.
That's hilarious.
And they used to call her Shelly. And now it is, I think it's Pookie.
Pookie.
Interesting.
Which is what my dad used to call
Stockholm
me.
Syndrome, then, is what's going on with
friend.
That dog, I think. It doesn't know what the fuck its identity
Stockholm
is.
Stockholm Syndrome, yes.
My dad's friend had a dog named Muffins when we were younger and then gave it to our family. And my dad's like, I'm not going to have a dog named Muffins. So he changed it to Jake. So this dog got, and it was the best. It was actually a yellow lab, best dog ever. But we just totally gave him a new identity halfway through his life.
Yep.
So that happens, you know?
Yeah, the
is
switch.
Is it love?
Is it love? No. Is it lust?
Would you change your name for me?
If it was in the bedroom around the house, I feel like publicly.
If I was like, you're not Murph Meyer anymore, you're Pookie.
Pookie?
Pookie!
I mean, that's not a name
what
for
about
a
Kimbo?
Grown man. Kimbo? Yes. Kimbo, yes. I'll go Kimbo over Pookie for sure.
Yeah, well, because you got to think about it. Like, you're going to get a lot of shit from the people that aren't you. Like, yes. You got to answer to other people.
Exactly.
And if you're like Kimbo, they're like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool. Because you got to start demanding to be called something. People know you as something. So if I have to keep correcting people, I'm like, no, it's Kimbo now.
It's Kimbo now.
They can get behind Kimbo. But Pookie, I just don't think so. Didn't. We didn't ever even consider or talk about you changing your last name when we got married.
Married? No.
That's not a thing that.
No
you
judgment
should do.
On anyone else.
No,
but
of course
you're
not.
You're not like. You're like so deep into your life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You're just,
you just are who you are.
Did you? You didn't change it.
No.
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 You shouldn't.
No.
It's 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to if you don't want to.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be something that's just like, no, this will happen when we get married. If you want to make a move.
We discussed both changing our full name to Marf Kulski.
Marf Kulski was the ultimate in progressive moves in 2015. So let's just combine both of our first and last names and have a new name that we both go by.
Yeah.
Marf Kulski.
We're both. Yeah.
I mean, the reality of it is, you know, marriage is pretty archaic anyway, and all the things that come along, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys obviously love each other. You don't need a piece of paper or anything, but you also do it as just like it's symbolic.
Symbol, yeah.
And also,
ritual,
and also, you know, there's benefits you do get, which is cool.
Oh, yes. Those
and other
sweet
than
tax
that,
benefits.
Yeah.
Stay off my ass. The IRS sending me fucking letters. I'm like, I'm married now. Isn't that enough? I
pay
no
taxes. I did what you wanted.
I never pay taxes again.
Oh, Kimbo now. You got the wrong number.
Yeah. Just check the name with the social. It's Kimbo now.
Kimbo, you've been served.
Oh, I got somebody served this morning, actually.
Yes.
What
was this all about?
We're having a Loflaw lawsuit right now, and my ex manager of the place that used to own the building, I got served. I felt so bad about it because I'm cool. I had like act like I didn't know.
Like,
so weird.
How surprising.
Anyways.
You're a good actor, at least.
I didn't do it. Oh. No, someone else did. I feel like even more of a dick.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't know it was coming?
I knew it was coming.
Oh, so
and I was supposed to like meet up with her for something else at some point.
Oh.
And I asked her for her address for something else.
Oh, God.
And now she's putting it together right now as we're doing this.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, Anthony was trying to set me up.
Well, and after she hears this podcast, because everybody listens to this podcast.
No, she listens to Menage a Trois Radio.
Oh, cool. Boy.
Don't give me that look.
Cool.
Hey.
Oh, man. Well, we like to do a little something around here called virtual sugar. The sweet smooch.
Sweet smooch.
What do we do here? We mess around on OkCupid. Are you familiar with these dating sites?
Yeah, I actually quit all of them cold turkey.
Well, then fuck them. Fuck those dating sites. Let's do a gentleman's choice instead, shall we?
Let's do it.
So you know, we don't give a damn about these profiles. Why don't you just pick one of us that you'd like to go on a date with? The other one will play the ancillary characters that come up. And you play yourself, and we'll just improvise a date just to see what
choose.
It's like.
I can't choose between you two.
You want to rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, please.
Let's rock, paper,
please.
Scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, match. I always throw rock every time I beat your sizz.
Shit.
Your sizz.
That must have been really fun for our listeners.
Yeah.
What happened is Murph was a rock and I was a scissors.
And the rock beat the sizz. I always throw rock. I'm just like a bullheaded jerk.
Well,
I'm
now
like
I know that, and I'm going to do papes every time.
Yo, papes is going to cover, but then it'll fly right through.
Your ass is gross.
Yo, I was thinking about that show Rock from the 90s the other day.
Oh, yes, Charles S. Dutton.
Dude.
Great program.
That was a great program.
He was a fucking great actor.
It was a great show, and no one didn't get the respect it
deserved. No, it didn't.
Sorry, I'm like side-trained.
No, I loved
let's
it.
Let's talk
that
about love.
Teasing.
Rock definitely did not get the respect
Rock
it deserved.
Rock and Kimbo can hang out.
Kimbo, you and S. Dutton get together. You know S. Dutton, actually,
Rock's
I don't
great.
Want to tell tales out of school, but I think this is a matter of public record, but I think S. Dutton had a manslaughter charge and was away in prison early on in his life, came out. Got himself on track, was a great actor.
I love him.
He was great in Rudy. Oh, yeah.
Tim
yeah.
Allen, we were reading about this morning, served a couple of years in prison after going through an airport with like pounds of cocaine.
A pound and a half of cocaine, Tim Allen in 1981.
He was moving.
Yeah, he was moving.
That wasn't for him.
No. This was moving. Moving
but it's
and
just
shaking.
Funny because you think of him as like Disney. And like
Yo, my friend's mom is the mom, Patricia.
Really?
Yeah. We were just talking about her.
Yo,
we said, where is she?
Yeah, she's. I saw she was at the restaurant that I like a couple months ago.
Is
that
she
I go
still
to.
Acting?
Because
she was great as
so.
Jill.
She's amazing. And I'm going to tell you, my friend's amazing. You guys should have him on. He's a comedian. He does like alternative comedy. He's cool.
We'd love to.
Yeah, I'll
absolutely.
Hook you guys up. He's
nice.
Cool.
Can we get Jill too?
Yeah, we should get her in here. Be like, we want you to have a. We were just saying, because Tim Allen now 20 plus years after Home Improvement is now still the lead in a sitcom. And Jill, they put her on the shelf. They said no more.
Oh,
I'm just assuming, unless maybe she doesn't want to act anymore. Because you make a bunch of money and...
When the JTT? Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, wait,
yeah,
where
he put
is
out of the
he?
Spotlight.
He did.
Yeah, he didn't want it. I think he went to college or something like that.
Yep.
Ew, why?
Because he was so good. Yo,
he made so much money. He was in all those movies as
I'm
well.
I'm so happy that he got out of the spotlight because my fifth grade sucked, man. I'd be sitting next to this girl, Krista Battaglia, and she'd have her top 10 list. And I was never in the top 10. It was always JTT and Devin Sawa and like all these
all
other
those,
guys.
All those Tiger Beat heartthrobs.
All these guys. And I was like 11. Dying for
she
this
was
girl.
Keeping you out of the top
so
10.
So you think you're on that list now?
You had to have cracked out? Her top 10. Let's track her
never
down.
Never cracked her top 10.
Oh, my God. You're in my top 5. I don't know really? How the hell you're not. Yes.
You guys
you're
is
a good-looking heartthrob. If there was around this community, I think, a Tiger Beat, you'd be my centerfold.
My top beat. 5 are all robots and sex dolls, but you'd be like a 6 or 7 for
any
sure.
Any human keeps you – being human keeps you out of Diana's top 5.
Yeah.
All
that's right. Fair.
More right. Human than human.
Why zombie Rob Zombie?
Okay, let's just scoot on over to this date.
Oh yeah, let's do a date. Right. I thought that was the date.
You get to do it. You get to do a date.
All right, I'm doing the
you
date.
You won.
That's right, my rock. All right.
Date begins now.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good.
Spaghetti and meatballs for you? I like to order for my dates.
Yeah, absolutely.
Waiter, we'll have the both have the spaghetti
Hello?
And meatballs. Hey.
I am your waiter.
Oh, my God. You know, this restaurant's trying this shit with these fucking robotic waiters and waitresses.
I am your waiter.
Cool. I'm glad you're not going to be emotionally invested in this order at all. So can you just get us a meatballs and spaghetti for the two?
Two emotional investments coming right up.
These fucking things are programmed off.
Okay, you should be a little more sensitive towards these robots.
You know, but they don't have a soul is the problem. Why don't you be so I gotta save my sensitivity and my love for things that matter.
They have feelings.
You're right. They program them to have feelings.
I'm Jill. Sorry about your... I'm gonna be taking over. Your robot waitress just ran in front of a car.
Wait a minute, did you play the mom on Home Improvement?
I did, yeah.
Oh my.
They put me on the shelf after that. It's hard for women in Hollywood.
Ooh, that's too much emotion. Now I'd want to go back
too
to the
much,
robot.
Way too much emotion.
Oh, that's too... I mean, I appreciate that. Hollywood sucks in so many ways, but like, I just want to have a meal and with my first date here. We're on a first date.
First date.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
I've never been on a date because I'm such an old woman.
Oh, cripes.
You never been on a date before?
Yeah, not one, not even in the heyday of Home Improvement?
Tim wouldn't let us date on Home Improvement.
He ran a tight ship.
Man, he ran a tight empire.
He ran a coke ring of an empire on
the- I lived in a bunker with those three children.
Yikes.
Where was Wilson?
Yeah. Was he peeking over the bunker?
Wilson
did you ever
was
see
actually,
his face in the bunker?
Fun fact, played by a robot.
That makes sense. They didn't finish his bottom half of his face in the laboratory.
Can I get you guys something to eat?
The spaghetti and meatballs,
spaghetti
please,
meatballs.
We ordered.
Great. Bye.
Man.
Those residuals must not be working.
Not at all. To have to pick up a shift at this. I mean, this is a fine establishment. I'm not knocking the restaurant, but Jesus, yeah, those residuals from Home Improvement aren't paying the bills.
No, I should get in check some Carrabba's.
Must have been living a wild lifestyle to be the Carrabba's.
Hi.
I really like it. Yes.
Sorry. We're actually.
Jesus Christ. We can't get it.
We're just getting somewhere.
The spark is going.
We're actually out of food. We're closing the restaurant. But I'm going to give you guys a gift certificate to come back tomorrow night. Do you want to go on another date?
I mean, I'd love to go on another date, but let me understand. The Carrabba's is out of food.
Yeah.
For the day?
Do you speak English? We're out of food.
Jesus, this robotic establishment. I apologize for this.
No, it's fine. We could just go to a Sonic.
Let's just go to a Sonic and grab some tots or something.
Tots? They have the Texas toast grilled cheese.
Oh God!
We can
they
sit in the
those,
car.
They got those the lime flavored slushy
lime-a-rita
slushies.
Are, yeah. I like the watermelon personally.
What about the dog with cheese?
The dog.
The
with
dog
cheese?
With cheese. The hot dog with cheese.
You know that makes me want spaghetti, and we could do the Lady and the Tramp thing now.
Oh
now,
my
see,
God.
Now I want spaghetti again.
Look, can you please? Can you do us a favor? I mean, can you find something? Did someone... We want to do the Lady and the Tramp. Do you have anything we can do Lady and the Tramp with here?
Yeah. I just can rip the shoelace out of my shoe.
Thank you, Patricia.
Oh, look at him go. Success!
Yes!
That was a really good date.
That ended well.
Dog sex.
We got the dog sex. We got
robots in there.
Robots. We got our Home Improvement.
Jill, you kissed at the end, which usually everyone dies.
That was a good. Jill was shoeless at the end.
Yeah, she had no shoes on. Oh man, that was a fun date.
That was great.
That was better than a lot of first dates I've been on.
Hmm. Even though the date was so good, I still feel sad.
I feel sad too because we gotta say goodbye
to Sweet Anthony.
Sweet Anthony Sneed.
Check out all things Sneed at anthonysneed.com.
He's on Twitter at @Anthony_Sneed. Some upcoming shows to talk about. Keep an eye out for The Fashion Ring. It's a web series coming soon to the interwebs.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also, Chasing Banksy will be screening in July.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So a lot of good stuff coming up for you. Guys, check this guy out. He's the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely.
We'd also like to thank our producer, Butthose. That's Ben Osley.
Yeah. That was one of the better ones. Also, thank you to our mama, UCB Comedy.
Please tweet us at Menage Radio. Reach out and touch us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com and check us out online at menageatrois.radio.com. It's really hard to say.
You did it all, though. You got it out loud.
Guys, just Google us.
Goodbye, Google us.
Goodbye.
And we have a live show.
Yes, coming up.
Coming up very soon.
Do we? What's the deal with it?
It's at the Chelsea Theater.
UCB Chelsea Theater.
On the 23rd at midnight.
Midnight, May 23rd. Saturday.
Oh, what did I say? March?
No, you did.
What month
all
are we
it.
In here? What, I don't even know.
Happening?
I don't even know.
Guys.
But if you can't decipher from that plug what you're going or what you're doing, then the hell with you. Because we'll be there partying at midnight.
Please, please don't alienate all of our list. Everyone in New York who listens to our podcast.
Midnight, May 23rd.
We got a great guest.
We got a great guest, Aaron Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
going to
be party
funny
time.
Gent. Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Tim Allen will also be there. May or may not.
Labradoodle.
Got that from doing coke.
Yes. That's how he breathes now. His sinus cavity has caved in on itself.
From doing a pound and a half of blow.
Yeah. He has one big nostril.
Menage a Trois is recorded at UCB Comedy Studios in New York City. Titillating tunes brought to you by French Horn Rebellion. Check out all things funny at ucbcomedy.com and subscribe to Menage a Trois Radio on iTunes for new episodes every hump day. That's Wednesday for all you lovers out there.